Welcome to another exciting worldwide podcast episode of The Decline and Fall of America. I am your worldwide podcasting host, Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Today, we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about the population collapse, how basically people are not having enough children in developed nations in order to replace the population of these developed nations. Now, this is not to be contrasted with what's happening in the developing world. So in parts of Africa and Central and South America, there is a population explosion because they don't use contraception. They have large families they can't support. They're poorly educated. Their economies are terrible. Their governments are a mess. And they're having, you know, 8, 9, 10 children. Same is true in our inner cities. But in the developed part of the world, of the globe, people are having fewer and fewer children. So this is what we're going to be discussing today. Why is this happening? And what can or should be done about it? And we'll be talking about this from the perspectives of an article that just appeared in the New York Post newspaper. This article in this newspaper discusses exactly what we're talking about. They call it the global baby bust. And I will be reading from this article in the New York Post newspaper, and afterwards we can discuss it, and you can decide if you believe this is just another sign of the decline and fall of America, or if it's not. So here's part of the article. I'm not reading the whole thing, just some of it. Here it is. Quote, two decades ago, Philip Longman wrote in Foreign Affairs about the coming global baby bust. Today, the average woman in the world bears half as many children as did her counterpart in 1972. No industrialized country still produces enough children to sustain its population over time or to prevent rapid population aging. Now it's happening. Global fertility isn't just declining, it's collapsing. According to James Petrokis, spelled P-E-T-H-O-K-O-U-K-I-S, he writes, quote, if you're a millennial or younger, Generation Z-er, you'll probably start to see the start of a long-term decline in human population due to a global collapse in fertility. That's something that's never happened before with Homo sapiens. Fewer people are being born, and in most countries outside of Africa, nations, including the United States, are not producing enough people to replace the ones that are dying. This means the population will shrink and the average age will go up. Some people think that's fine. The world's doing okay with 3 or 4 billion people before, so why should we worry about having so few people again? The trouble is 4 billion people on the way up is a very different population from 4 billion on the way down. The former is young and dynamic, with productivity increasing and risk-taking popular, but the latter is going to be older, probably with a lower appetite for risk, becoming less productive as it ages further. Some nations are already trying with limited success to encourage people to have more children. Others are relying on immigration, though if your native population is shrinking, as the immigrants pour in, it starts to look less and less like reinforcements and more like replacement. Elon Musk has been calling attention to this problem for a while, famously telling Italians that their greatest contribution to the future is to make more Italians. And he put his money where his mouth is, having far more kids than the average American tycoon. But as the Chinese have learned, after a couple generations of being told to have fewer kids, people aren't ready to turn on a dime and have more again. Children are a blessing, but also in the early years, they're a sacrifice. I sometimes wonder whether the sexual revolution, which stressed non-reproductive sex, flourished in part because of the message that made it sound virtuous rather than selfish. Or maybe the message flourished because it reinforced the sexual revolution. Meanwhile, the people still around will be the children of the parents who have had kids, and over a generation or two, they'll probably be disproportionately the children of the parents who held pro-natal religious views and had big families. But by the turn of the next century, we're going to see a world dominated by the descendants of Amish and Orthodox Jews and evangelical Christians and traditional Catholics and fundamental Muslims, and not the 21st century we expected. But that's what we get for listening to the experts. And part of this article was written by Glenn Reynolds. He's a professor of law at the University of Tennessee, and he's the founder of the Instapundit.com blog. Well, there you go. So basically, the main points or the main takeaways that I took away from this article were that people are having fewer children in developed industrialized countries like the United States. We're not even having enough children. The native born are not having enough children to even replace population. And of course, as illegal immigrants pour into our undefended borders, it looks less and less like that we're less and less like anything other than we're being replaced. In other words, since the natural population is not replenishing itself and illegal immigrants are pouring in by the tens of millions because our federal government has opened our undefended Mexican border, basically we're being replaced by poorly educated, poor people from very large families in Central and South America who have no skills. Oftentimes they're unskilled labor, no education, they're illiterate. And of course, if you've listened to my podcast, you know that the average illegal immigrant, according to our federal government statistics, has 4 criminal convictions and stays on welfare for 10 years after arriving in the United States. So basically you have productive people that are being replaced by unproductive welfare dependents, at least for a decade after they arrive. So that's what you have going on in this country, and it appears that's going on in a lot of other industrialized countries. Well, what are the solutions? I don't know. Maybe you might want to seal up our border and defend our nation, and maybe you want to start doing things like having the federal government, instead of spending money on the military, dropping bombs in wars that we have no interest in whatsoever, wasting trillions of dollars on overseas military deployments, which make no sense and are not in our national interest. Instead of wasting all the money there, maybe we seal up our Mexican border that's bringing in drugs, prostitutions, criminals, illegal immigrants, and at the same time, maybe create a child care system in the United States so that when people do have children, they don't have to drop out of the workforce, right? I mean, let's just start there with the easy basics. Of course, that would assume that we have anything other than what we currently have, which is a dysfunctional federal government and 2 corrupt, broken political parties. So that's what we're stuck with at the moment, and that's why the country is faltering. But you could see very clearly that one indicator of the decline and fall of America is the fact that people are not reproducing. Now, it's interesting that this happened one generation after feminism brought equal rights to women. So literally one generation after women entered the workforce in equal numbers to men, all of a sudden you have a situation where they're not having children anymore. After hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years of increasing population, this is the first generation with decreasing population. Do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think that just happened out of the blue? Or do you think it's directly related to the fact that women are now working, they don't have childcare at home anymore, they can't afford childcare, which is, if you've listened to a previous podcast, you know that childcare in the United States is now more expensive than college per child. Literally costs $2,000 to $3,000 a month for one kid in daycare. So if you take out taxes and you take out childcare, well, the average person makes nothing if they stay in the workforce with just one child. If they have 2, it's even worse. It's twice the cost, and 3 is triple the cost. So then what is the incentive for women to stay in the workforce, especially educated women? Because the fact is, if they stay in the workforce, they're essentially working for free or possibly even losing money. That's because our broken and corrupt federal government chooses to buy bombs instead of providing free daycare for the children that are born in the United States. This is the situation we are currently in. I'm not asking you to like it, and I'm not asking you to dislike it. I'm not passing any value judgments myself, but I am raising the obvious question. Isn't this just another sign of the decline and fall of America? I'm Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, wishing you a great day.